This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Gosciniak, G-O-S-C-I-N-I-A-K, first name Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, middle name Anthony, A-N-T-H-O-N-Y. The date of birth, August 2nd, 1966. Date of evaluation, October 20th, 2025. Referring physician, Dr. Warren Strudwick. Chief complaint, preoperative clearance left knee. The HBID patient is a 59-year-old male who previously worked as a mail carrier, period. He stated that he had injured both knees due to wear and tear, period. He had two prior surgery of the right knee and a prior surgery of the left knee, period. He had recently underwent left knee surgery approximately 2 to 3 years ago, period. At that time, he underwent a meniscal repair, period. Approximately 1 year ago, he began having increased pain involving the knee, period. MRI demonstrated a torn meniscus, period. He then underwent a trial of conservative treatment. However, pain had progressively worsened, and patient is again felt to require surgery, period. He denies any cardiovascular symptoms, period, but report pain, which he described as sharp, and he increases to 7-8 over 10, period. His past medical history includes 1, kidney stones, next number concussion, next number post-traumatic stress disorder, past surgical history, right knee times 2, left knee surgery times 1, next number left inguinal hernia, next number left shoulder surgery, next number cholecystectomy, next number he had parotidal cyst removal times 2. Next number, he had a lump on his chest, which was removed. Medications, Norco 10 milligrams 1 TID. Allergies, no known drug allergies, family history. Mother had breast cancer. Social history, he notes occasional marijuana and alcohol use, but denies cigarette smoking, period. Review of systems, constitutional, he has had weight gain. Skin, he reports history of cyst and removal. Eyes, he has impaired vision and wears glasses. Respiratory, he has history of bronchitis. Gastrointestinals, he has heartburn. He further reports constipation. He has history of hernia. Neurologic, he has headaches. Psychiatric, he has depression. He has PTSD. Endocrine, he has cold intolerance. The physical examination, vital signs 124/77, pulse 64, respiratory rate 20, height 71 inches, weight 254 pounds. In general, patient is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The musculoskeletal exam, the left knee reveals tenderness at both medial and lateral joint line, period. There is tenderness involving the infrapatellar region, period. Exam otherwise unremarkable. The data review, ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm of 62 beats per minute and is otherwise unremarkable. The impression, this is a 59-year-old male who had developed bilateral knee injury secondary to a DJD, period. He has prior history of surgery involving the knee, but has now developed recurrent symptoms, period. He had been evaluated by Dr. Strudwick and felt to require surgical treatment for complex tear of the medial meniscus of the left knee and chondromalacia left knee. He is anticipated to undergo partial medial meniscectomy, chondroplasty, period. The patient is felt to be clinically stable for his left knee partial medial meniscectomy and further noted to be stable for his right knee arthroscopic, period. He is medically cleared for both, period. Recommendation, may proceed as surgically indicated, signed Dr. Wellington Ferguson.